I did not look at him. I began to polish my nails. He had said the word quite naturally, quite calmly. It had been no effort to him. After a minute, I glanced at him swiftly. He was standing by the mantelpiece, his hands in his pocket. He was staring straight in front of him. "He's thinking about Rebecca," I said to myself. "He's thinking how strange it was that a wedding present to me should have been the cause of destroying a wedding present to Rebecca. He's thinking about the Cupid. He's remembering who gave it to Rebecca. He's going over in his mind how the parcel came and how pleased she was. Rebecca knew a lot about China. Perhaps he came into the room, and she was kneeling on the floor, wrenching open the little crate in which the Cupid was packed. She must have glanced up at him and smiled. 'Look, Max!' She would have said, 'Look, what we've been sent!' And she then would have plunged her hand down into the shavings and brought out the Cupid, who stood on one foot, his bow in his hand. 'We'll have it in the morning room,' she must have said, and he must have knelt down beside her, and they must have looked at the Cupid together.